So, hello and welcome to this week's instalment of Nucleus Instant Insights. And today we discussed a topic that we entitled Housing Bust Ending. And this was just, in response to some green shoots that have been appearing in some of the mainstream media in Australia that the housing bust is slowing down, or at least perhaps maybe turning a corner. And so we thought we'd have a look at some data. And I'm joined with our chief economist here, Leith Van Onselen. G'day, Leith.
G'day, Tim. Hello, everyone.
And we're going to just quickly run through some of the key points of our larger presentation that we did. Feel free to check out that if you need to know more. So in the agenda, we basically looked at a series of data snapshots, and we'll run through those in a moment. And then we finished up with implications for investment and also our own outlooks for the Australian housing market in the short and medium term. I'll hand over to Leith to quickly run through some of the data snapshots that we spoke about earlier.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Look, there's been a lot of discussion in the media and from commentators that the Great Australian Housing Bust is nearing an end. And this view is based primarily around a few indicators. First of all, the monthly rate of declines have shrunk. So house prices only fell by 0.4% in April, and they fell by about 0.5% in March, versus falls of over 1% late last year. And this has led to some commentators saying that because the declines have shrunk, that housing is nearing a bottom. On top of that, we've had a seasonally higher auction clearance rates. What we contend in our longer presentation is that this view is in fact false. A lot of the so-called recovery or the slower rate of declines is due to seasonality. So the first half of the year, the first quarter of the year tends to be a lot stronger in price growth than the latter half of the year, and what that's meant is that the quarterly pace of decline and the monthly pace of losses has actually shrunk. But if you look at like for like, so you compare annual growth rates, annual declines have actually increased across the major capitals and nationally. So nationally, we're looking at 9% or almost 9% losses, and across Sydney and Melbourne, annual losses are running over 10%. And in fact, at the five city level, across the five biggest markets, the Australian housing market is looking at the biggest housing price crash in the last 40 years, where prices are down by just over 10%. Sydney's experiencing the second longest bust on record, and also the second deepest, with prices down down around 15% since peak. Melbourne's experiencing the deepest bust on record, with prices down nearly 15%, whereas Perth's experiencing a housing bust whereby prices are down nearly 19%, and across the combined capitals, prices are down about 11%.
Wow, okay. And jumping across to, we did a comparison of finance commitments, so Australian finance commitments versus dwelling price growth, and feel free to check out these slides in the show notes.
Yeah, that's right. Now, typically, if we're going to see a rebound in the housing market, you'd expect housing finance to lift first, because there's incredibly strong correlation between the value of housing finance commitments and house price growth. But in fact, the latest data actually shows that housing finance continues to fall. The growth rate in housing finance continues to fall. And alongside that, obviously, house prices are falling. So there hasn't been any recovery in finance, and therefore we're still seeing annual price falls accelerate.
Okay. Across to capital city sales volumes, so the number of houses being sold and also the price growth.
Yeah, again, now there's also a very, very strong correlation between the sales volumes and price growth. And in fact, sales volumes have crashed across the capital city levels to below the GFC level, and they're in fact running at the lowest level since the 1990s. Sydney's sales volumes are down 44% from peak. Melbourne's are down 34%. Brisbane's are down 28%. Perth's are down 35%. And across the combined capital cities, property sales are down 31%. So pretty much all markets are sales volumes are crashing.
Okay, sure thing. And I guess good news there for anybody who's sitting on the sidelines and thinking about buying a house with the falling prices. So dwelling construction we looked at next versus population change. Quite interesting one here that maps out approvals, commencements and completions. So really the timeline of how properties are being built, I guess, and the speed in which they're being completed, and also a population change graphic there as well.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. So Because Australia's commencements and completions are still coming online, Australia's actually looking at more housing supply coming on board in the next 3 to 6 months, which will obviously add to the current oversupply and help to push down prices. But on top of that, though, at the same time, dwelling approvals are absolutely crashing, and these obviously lead commencements and completions. And just to put some numbers around that, dwelling approvals peaked at 242,000 in the year to August 2016. However, as at March, which is the most recent data we've got, approvals fell to 199,000. So that's a fall of 18%. If we look at the monthly data, which is more reliable, trend monthly approvals are actually down 27% from peak. New South Wales down 29%, Victoria's down 34%, Queensland's down 49%, Western Australia's down 51%, South Australia's down 37%. So what this basically says is that that the pipeline for construction beyond, say, the next 3 to 6 months is incredibly weak, and dwelling construction is going to fall quite nastily into 2020 and probably 2021 as well, across pretty much all major markets. And this will... this could have a very bad impact on jobs, because 9% of Australia's employment is in construction. And then on top of that, a lot of manufacturing is actually geared towards housing construction as well, say through chipboard and plasterboard and bricks and tiles, et cetera, et cetera.
Secondary industries.
Yeah, steel, et cetera.
Yep. Okay, very good. Thanks, Leith. After that, we jumped into investment implications and how we manage money every day at Nucleus Wealth. And we also bundled in a good 20-odd minute chat regarding our own forecasts and where we think what's going to happen vis-a-vis the Australian housing bust, where it's going to continue, and also how that reflects through the upcoming political changing landscapes as well. So if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, head on over to our main podcast, and we'll look forward to catching you at the next one. Cheers. Well, that's it for now, and thanks for watching. If you like what you heard today and you'd like to hear more, head over to nucleuswealth.com/subscribe, give us your email address, and in return we'll send you a weekly email with new webinar topics, links for our podcasts, and other news from Nucleus Wealth. I certainly hope you've got something out of today, as I have, and we'll look forward to catching you at the next one. Cheers.